Carmen, Carlos, Maria, Juan, Gloria. These are just some of the 11 names of Idahoans that represent the 11 million undocumented people living in the U.S. today. That's the premise of a traveling art exhibit from the ACLU of Idaho. Julie Lucchetta reports.
In families where some members are citizens and others aren't, talking about immigration status can be tricky.
It's something that I was told not to ask about, not to mention, not to talk about. And I understand, right? It's the fear of maybe prosecution, the fear of, you know, people looking at you differently.
26-year-old Eddie interviewed his aunt Claudia for the exhibit. She came to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 29.
¿Dónde nació y en qué año?
Nací en la Ciudad de México en 1968.
A second mom to him, Eddie never really heard about her journey and how it shaped her life.
It was emotional, I think.
Hers is one of 11 voices of migrants showcased at the Flying M in Caldwell. Their stories are paired with photographs of their shoes, and the interviews capture the hardships of the roads taken to come to Idaho, from crossing long stretches of desert to getting robbed by smugglers and fearing deportation. Claudia walked across the border 24 years ago and has never been able to go back. She shared with her nephew some of the things she misses from her homeland.
Las tradiciones, la gente, la comida.
Try and imagine yourself committing to move to a whole different place with a whole, you know, new language that you don't have a complete grasp on. It's really valuable, I guess, to hear stories and experiences like that.
Eddie learned a lot about his aunt, like that she was proud she bought a house for her parents in Mexico with money she earned as a restaurant manager in Boise.
Stuff that you associate with the American dream, I think. That made me really happy that she was happy.
Roseli Guerrero, an advocacy fellow at the ACLU, put the project together.
Folks often think that an immigrant looks a certain way or comes from a certain part of the country. And it's like, no, we come from all over and like in all different skin colors and shapes. And I think that's like something really important to realize as well.
The name of the exhibit comes from a Colombian song popular across Latin America called Los Caminos de la Vida, or The Walks of Life.
Los caminos de la vida no son como yo pensaba, como los imaginaba, no son como yo creía.
Guerrero wants people to think about the many journeys taken by undocumented folks now living in the Gem State.
For a moment, just like put themselves in that position and walk in the shoes of what an immigrant person has gone through.
The photographs of shoes are paired with a QR code linking to audio stories. One shows two ornate leather cowboy boots with a phone propped between them. A chubby-cheeked baby stares up from the screen on a FaceTime call. In the audio, Manuel says he's never met his son. He left for the U.S. before the birth.
Mi niño nació cuando yo estaba aquí y no es lo mismo estar con él que a no conocerlo en persona.
It's been hard not being able to see him in person, he says. In another interview, Paula talks about the sacrifices her parents made when they moved to the States when she was a year old and her journey to understand how it impacted her life.
It gives you a different perspective.
No.
It helps you appreciate things a little more and it gives you that grit to work for it.
Her picture shows a pair of black high heels, the kind a young person might wear at prom. They're propped next to a graduation cap decorated with flowers and the words, Para mis padres, que cruzaron fronteras para que yo cruzara este escenario. For my parents, it says, who walked across borders so I could walk across this stage. Exhibit creator Guerrero says she hopes these stories might counter some of the harmful stereotypes residents without papers face daily, but also highlights the joys of their lives.
And oftentimes, like, we just want to focus on, like, tell me about the really sad part and like why we should give you papers, but tell me first your story about why I should care. And I think that's something that needs to be changed.
This project made Eddie realize the power of sharing stories.
I feel bad that I hadn't been involved earlier, but I feel like I need to be very vocal and very proud about my history.
He says his conversation with his aunt brought them closer together, and he hopes it will lead others to have more compassion about the migrant experience. The exhibit is headed to Storyfort next, where it will be showcased at the Boise Art Museum. Julie Duqueta, Boise State Public Radio News.
Los caminos de la vida.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.